We read the Word of God this morning in Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27. This is God's Word. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. A stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loatheth and honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, for better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. A prudent man foreseeth the evil, and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Take his garment that is a surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. He that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever hideth her, hideth the wind and the ointment of his right hand, which bewrayeth itself. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, so he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. As in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. As the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. Though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. For riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation? The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered. The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And thou shalt have goat's milk enough for thy food, for the food of thy household, and for the maintenance for thy maidens. We read God's Word that far this morning. May He bless the reading of His Word to us today. I call your attention to the opening verse of Proverbs 27, where God says to us this morning, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, last evening for our Old Year's service, we obviously looked back. And we looked back by considering the truth of God's faithfulness to His church. Using Psalm 121 as our theme, we considered that beautiful truth that God never slumbers nor sleeps. And in the past year, He kept His church. As I said last night, a text like that could be used just as well for a New Year's Day sermon. What we could do on a morning like today is look at that idea of God's faithfulness as the ground of our hope and our confidence for the year that is to come, 2018. And what that indicates is the same thing that I said last night with respect to the past, also for the future. And that is, the Word of God says so much about both of those. The Word of God teaches us from many different points of view how we are to think about the past not only, but also how we are to think about and go forward with respect to the future. And what we do this morning is not focus on an aspect of God's faithfulness like we did yesterday, although we're going to have a lot to say at the end of the sermon about God and His love for us. The focus is more on a practical way in which we are to go forward in 2018. That's what the book of Proverbs is. The book of Proverbs shows us the way of wisdom, which is the way of practical, godly living in this world. And the text before us today focuses our attention on the way of wisdom with respect to the future and what we are not to do in this year to come. What we are not to do is what this text says, namely, boast ourselves of tomorrow, for we know not what the day will bring forth. Let's look at this verse, just using that as our theme, boast not thyself of tomorrow. The text is appropriate for a New Year's Day sermon because it talks about the future. It does so in both the first and second phrase of the text. The text talks about tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. That's the day after today. And then the second part of the text also talks about the future. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And what that second part of the text does is broaden it out to any time in the future. The first part talks about specifically tomorrow. The second part talks about simply a day. And what we can say there is any day. We don't know what any day in the future will bring forth. And so it's very appropriate to look at the first part of the text and apply it to any point in the future. Boast not thyself, the text says, of tomorrow. But we could also say, boast not thyself of next week or next month or next year or any time in the future. Because we don't know what any day would bring forth. Now, a text like this is such a needed text because of what we can very much get used to. And what we can get used to in our lives is that our plans for the future come to pass. So that we go forward in our lives with respect to the future, very simply expecting that what we planned or what we thought of with respect to the future will in fact take place. Our plans often do come to pass. We're together on a Monday morning. Maybe you have plans with someone here to get together on Friday night. And so before you leave church this morning, you say to somebody, I'll see you on Friday night. And sure enough, on Friday night, you get together as you planned. You look at the year to come with respect to your business, and you project that things are going to go this way in this coming year, and sure enough, at the end of the year, it happened exactly as you thought it would happen. And you can use that in many different contexts in our life. At the beginning of the year, you think about the summer to come and a vacation that you want to go on as a family, and you make plans for that vacation, maybe book tickets for that vacation, rent a place to stay at for that vacation, and sure enough, fast forward 9 months and you actually go on that vacation. We can become very accustomed in our lives of our plans with respect to the future actually taking place. And then we need to stop and heed the Word of God. The Word of God says with respect to that idea, do not boast thyself of tomorrow. And that idea of boast is to praise or to glory in. Do not glory in, do not praise in what you have planned for the future. And always connected with that idea of praising and boasting and glorying in is that of confidence and trust. As you think about the future plans that you have, do not put your confidence and trust in that which you have planned for the future. The idea is don't think about the future as you plan for that future as a present reality, as though it actually is the case. And it emphasizes it in the text. Don't boast thyself in tomorrow. To make this concrete, we can presume sinfully that certain things are going to take place in the future, and then think about and talk about those things that we presume will take place in the future in such a way that we glory in it and trust that this is what's going to happen in the future. The Word of God says, don't do that to us this morning. Don't presume sinfully that upon graduating from high school or college, that job that you are thinking about right now is going to be there at the time that you graduate with that pay that you are expecting to receive at that time. Don't presume sinfully that in your future is marriage just because you say, I'm going to be married, or even marriage to this particular person, that right now you say, that's the one that I'm going to marry. Don't presume sinfully that when you are married or at the beginning of your marriage that God has in store for you a child or a certain number of children. Don't presume sinfully that your business that you own, as you sit down at the beginning of the year and project for this year, is going to be as successful as you think it's going to be in this coming year. Don't presume sinfully that when you have a certain diagnosis or sickness, that when you go to a doctor, he's going to have an answer and a medicine that's going to cure the sickness or the disease. Don't presume sinfully that all of the money that you've invested in the past is going to compound to a certain number in the future. And the idea of the text is don't boast in that. It's not just presuming that what you think about the future and plan for the future is going to take place, but it adds an element to that of boasting in that. And you can see very quickly that when you live a certain life, that the things that planned do come to pass, that very quickly you can go forward and make those plans, think about those plans, and boast in them. I'm going to have that job. It's going to be a great job after I graduate. And you see yourself in that position, and you see the money that you're going to make, and enjoy the life that you think you're going to have with that job in the future. Or you think about that marriage or that family in the future, and you glory in it to yourself or to others. Or the business and everything that's going to come along with a successful business in the year to come, and you praise in that reality. Or the health that you just assume, I'm going to be back to normal in a couple of months after I go to the doctor and receive what I need. Or the future with the investments. I can't wait for that day when all of this that I'm investing compounds to a certain number and I can do all of these things. And today you talk about it as though it's a reality and you boast in this future. The Word of God says to us, don't boast thyself of tomorrow. The Bible is not saying to us, that is to say, God is not saying to us this morning, don't plan for the future. That's not what God is saying. He's not saying don't plan for the future. We must plan for the future. In one of the parables that Jesus gives, it's not the main point of the parable, but he makes the statement, understanding real life, who builds a house without planning to build that house? Wisdom plans for the future. Financially, with respect to our health, with respect to our businesses, with respect to our families, we need to sit down and we need to think about the future and plan for that future. The Bible is not saying don't plan for 2018. planning for the future in the way of wisdom and stewardship is very different than what the Word of God says here. The Word of God says here, don't boast thyself in tomorrow. Plan for it, but don't boast in it as though the plans that you make as a man will certainly come to pass. And the Bible in this verse gives us the reason that while planning is the way of wisdom, boasting in that future and glorying in that future is the way of sin. And it's very simply this: we don't know what a day will bring forth. That's the second part of the text. We don't know what tomorrow is going to be like for us. And it's actually very interesting that in this second part of the text, the language of bring forth is the language of begetting a child. It compares a day coming forth to a baby being born from his or her mother's womb. And the idea is, we don't know what that is going to be like. We know a day is going to come. We know a baby is going to come. But even today, with all of our advances of technology, in the end, you really don't know what that baby is going to be like. You're not going to know exactly what that baby is going to look like, exactly how much that baby is going to weigh, what that personality of the baby may be. You know a baby is going to come forth, but there is so much unknown with respect to that child that comes from the mother's womb. And in that same way, God says to us this morning, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring forth. Now, objectively, we all know that to be the case. Every one of us sitting here this morning at the beginning of 2018 will give a resounding amen to that point. I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold for me. I don't know what next week is going to hold for me. I don't know what next month is going to be like for me. And that's the importance of hearing sermons like this on passages like this. Because so easily we can lose sight of that, and so easily we can assume and live in light of that sinful assumption that what we plan will actually take place in the future. All of those examples that I gave earlier, when we sit here and we think about it in light of the Word of God, we know that to be the case. That job may not be there for this reason or that after graduating from high school or college. That person that I'm dating that I think is going to be my spouse may in the end decide, no, I don't believe this is God's will that we be married. It's possibly the case that when you are married, you don't have the ability to have children or only a certain number of children. It may be the case that the company that you work for goes in the wrong direction in this coming year. There may be no cure for the disease or sickness that you have. And the economy may be such, or the kingdom of Antichrist may become in such a way that all of that money that we invested throughout a lifetime is all of a sudden gone. And you see the importance of a text like this for governing how we think in the future. Because really what it comes down to is a man-centered way of thinking about the future. When we sinfully presume all of those things will take place, what we're doing with that is we're saying, me, 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 my ideas, my ideas, my ideas. And we're blocking out of the view God and who He is and what His will is. This is the importance of heeding a text like this. It puts God front and center in everything. It puts God front and center as we think about today, tomorrow, next week, and next month. And it's always saying this: if the Lord wills. I'm going to make plans for the future. Boasting in those plans is saying, my will and only my will. not boasting in them, is saying, when I make those plans and when I think about those plans, I'm always going to say this: if it's the Lord's will. If it's the Lord's will. And I'm going to say that because I know that I don't know what the day may bring forth, as the text says, but God does. God alone knows what the day may bring forth. When we pray, "Thy will be done," when we subject all of our plans for the future to the will of God, what we are saying by that is that God is the God of the future. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 says that He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. And at the beginning of 2018, that's a truth that we have to reckon with and that we have to pray that God will work in our hearts a firm trust and belief in. And that is the fact that God is a God of the future, because He is a God of eternity. And in eternity, God's will is all-encompassing. And God's will is such that He determines the end and the beginning, and everything in between that end and that beginning. It's not only the case, obviously, that God knows what is in the future, but it is the case that God has willed all things that will take place in the future. And while He says to us, as you think about the future, the way of wisdom is to make plans, to go forth in the way of stewardship, whether or not what takes place in our lives is according to the plans that we make, always comes down to whether or not it is the Lord's will that that is the case. We don't know what will come forth in a day, but God does. And so we don't boast ourselves of tomorrow, but instead what we do is we boast in the Lord. A passage like this can be flipped around and you can see the positive implication of it. The text talks about boasting. It says, don't glory in tomorrow. And it leads us to God when it says, for you don't know what the day will bring forth. That leads us to see that God alone knows what the day will bring forth. And because God alone knows what the day will bring forth, what we boast in is our knowledge of God. At the beginning of 2017, I brought to a conclusion the series of sermons on God's attributes. Maybe you remember that from the beginning of this past year. It was a series of sermons that I started in 2016 at the end of the year. And we had an opening sermon on that attribute series that pervaded the entirety of that series on God's attributes. And that opening sermon was on Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24 uses the same word, boast, as we find in Proverbs 27, verse 1. It's not translated as boast, but it's translated as glory. This was the theme of that series of sermons on God's attributes. Thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah 9:23, let not the wise man glory, that's the word boast, glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches. We can say today, let not any man boast or glory in tomorrow. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. This is what we glory in. This is what we boast in. This is what we put our confidence and trust in, that we know the Lord. And as we think about the future, it comes down to boasting and trusting in the fact that I know this about the Lord. I know that at the heart and at the center of His will and counsel, that determines everything that takes place in the world and everything in my life is Christ. Right in the center of it, the cross. The cross in which there is salvation for the church, made up of elect believers who put their faith and trust in Jesus, so that every one of us who believes in Jesus says, with respect to God's counsel, the entirety of that counsel has its center, the essence of it all, in the cross of Jesus. And that with that cross at the center in which there is salvation for His people, everything is built around it. So that every event in this world and every event in my life has an eye on that cross and an eye on that salvation and an eye on bringing me as a child of God and us as a body of believers to our eternal home in heaven. So that as I think about the future today at the beginning of 2018, I can, as I believe and trust in Jesus Christ and as I boast in my knowledge of the Lord, say this: no matter what befalls me, it is out of the Heavenly Father's love for me in Jesus Christ. That's what I'm going to boast in at the beginning of 2018. That's what we must boast in together as a congregation. That no matter what befalls us in this coming year, whether it is according to our plans or not according to our plans that we have made, we can always say this about it: God is using that for our salvation. God is using that to bring me closer to my Lord. God is using that to lead me on the path, as we talked about last night, to one day going home to the eternal home in heaven. And you understand then how our boasting is not in what happens. Our boasting is in God. Our boasting is that we know Him. Our boasting is that we know Jesus Christ, who is the heart and center of it all, so that we see everything in our lives as it is related to Jesus Christ, which is to say, we see everything in our lives from the same perspective according to which it was decreed by God, because everything serves the purpose of the salvation of the church through the cross of Calvary. And very practically, beloved, this is one of the outstanding benefits of the blood of Jesus Christ, that we of all people on the first day of 2018 are able in the right way, are able with joy and peace and contentment to think about the future. To speak very practically, if you boast yourself of tomorrow, you are setting yourself up for a life of disappointment, despair, and bitterness. If you glory in what your idea of the future must be, if you don't say with respect to everything that you plan, if the Lord will, and not just say it, but truly believe it, if the Lord will, and you only focus on what you want to do and what you think is the right plan for 2018, what happens when it doesn't come to pass? What happens when the job isn't there, the marriage doesn't come to pass, when there are no children, when the company goes in the other direction, when you don't have an answer to the sickness, and when all of the money is altogether gone that you thought would be there, and you fill in the blank for your life in this year 2018. If you only think about your future, about what you think is right, and the idea is not to deal with it then when things change, but to say today with respect to the future, I'm not going to boast in these plans. I'm going to say and I'm going to believe if the Lord wills. If you don't do that, when things don't go as you planned, it becomes a very disappointing, despairing, frustrating, bitter life to live. That's not the life of faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The life of faith and trust is a life of peace and contentment and joy. And that starts today for us. That starts today so that we say, I'm going to make plans for 2018. But I'm not going to boast in those plans because I know that I'm not the one who determines what this year holds for me. But every single day I'm going to pray, if the Lord wills, so that when things come as they do, whether they are according to the plans or very different than the plans, because I've been praying it every single day, when that time comes, I'm still okay. Because my eyes every day have been on the cross. Every day they've been on the love of God for me in Jesus. And I can confess today when that comes to pass. This is God's will. This is for my salvation. And the Lord is going to bring me closer to Him and closer to my home in heaven through this circumstances. And I'm not going to be filled, therefore, with despair, with bitterness, and with anger. But instead, because I've been praying it and thinking of it every day as I think about the future, I'm going to praise that God because He knows best. And praise be to God that He knows best. We think we know what's best. And yes, we do need to exercise wisdom and plan for the future. But in the end, we don't know what's best. We don't know what we need. God does. And God leads us down that path. And He leads us home to glory. Let us take to heart today this passage. Let it be a passage that pervades our thoughts in this year to come. Don't boast thyself of tomorrow. You don't know, I don't know what the future holds. God does. Boast in this, that you know Him, and you know this about Him. He loves us, and He saves us in Jesus Christ, and He works all things according to the counsel of His will for that salvation. And in that way, may God give us peace, joy, contentment, and a heart of worship to that God, no matter what may befall us in 2018. Amen. Our Father in heaven, work this word into our hearts so that we believe it and so that we live it. Help us not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, but instead to boast in Thee, and to put our trust in Thy Word and who Thou art as God. And know, therefore, that whatever will befall us in this coming year is according to Thy will and for the salvation of Thy people. And give us, therefore, a life of joy and peace and contentment with what is Thy way for us in our life. Forgive, Father, all of our sins again for the sake of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.